Well, could turtles be the critical tool Australia needs to clean up rivers like the struggling Barwon Darling? Turtles are scavengers, and a research project at Western Sydney University has been looking into the role they could play when the carp herpes virus is released and another massive fish kill will potentially pollute the rivers. But turtle numbers have been on the decline in the Murray-Darling, and even the most common turtle species are now under threat, as Olivia Ralph reports.
You'd be forgiven for thinking that turtles were not all that significant. Watching these languid reptiles along a riverbank or in the water, they never seem to look that busy. But they are the garbage patrol of the riverway, gobbling up pollution as they plod along. Turtles provide a crucial biocontrol mechanism for river systems. Zoologist Ricky Spencer has been studying turtles in the Murray-Darling for many years, and sitting on his desk is a football-sized turtle shell that he tagged 20 years ago and has become a symbol for the threat turtles are facing in the river.
Actually, it's probably even longer. It would have been 1996 or 1997. This is a female Murray short-necked turtle. She was found this year pretty much killed by foxes, so basically eaten from the outside in. See all the legs and more than likely coming out to nest. And we're finding these more and more.
In a predator-proof sanctuary at Western Sydney University, Ricky has been measuring the efficiency at which turtles could clean up a fish kill.
In terms of the water quality experiment, we are seeing huge amount of a range of toxins like ammonia and that sort of thing developing in the ponds and experimental wetlands without the turtles. So with the turtles, this is cleaned up. So basically within 2 to 3 days, big, large carp are actually consumed. Without the turtles, we're actually seeing huge amounts of algal growth that occurs, because essentially what's happening is that as it's breaking down, it essentially goes through a nitrogen cycle and fertiliser, like nitrates and that sort of thing, are being produced. With the turtles, they're converting, assimilating it, and basically bypassing that altogether.
The research experiment has successfully proven how effective turtles are at cleaning up fish kills and how vital these animals are to rivers and waterways.
We set up different environments like lagoons and that sort of thing, and we actually represented a fish kill. So we dumped a whole suite of carp in these ponds, and we put turtles in some of them and some without turtles, and measured water quality and how quickly the carp was disappeared in the different ponds. And very quickly with turtles, within days, the carp were gone. It took even the hottest, stinkiest, you know, over the last month or so, been so hot out here at Richmond, it took well over a month for the carp to actually start breaking down without turtles in the system.
And what do you plan to do with the information you've learned from the experiment?
The next step is really we need to get them back out there. So, you know, for all, you know, potentially the money that could be diverted to cleaning up the fish, we have natural scavengers in the system, and potentially they are the ones that can do it the best. And there's a lot of areas where people aren't, and there are still potentially fish kills, or the carp herpes virus will kill carp. Where we're not going to be able to clean them up anyway. It'll be these scavengers like the crayfish and the turtles that will do that role. And if they're not there, we've got massive water quality issues.
Each year, foxes destroy more than 95% of turtle nests in the Murray-Darling Basin, and changes to the hydrology of the river are also thought to have impacted their habitats.
Where we were catching potentially hundreds of turtles, where our collaborators in the 70s and 80s, hundreds of turtles per day or, you know, over a few days, there are none there left. And these aren't turtles that we have classified as critically endangered. These are common species that are now on the decline. So we actually need to find solutions. Managing foxes is certainly a major part of that. But what we're finding is that traditional sort of management isn't working, because if you leave one or two behind, where that, you know, that might be fine for managing livestock and that sort of thing, even if there's just, you know, you can reduce their numbers, one or two left in the system can do all the damage. Huge amounts of turtles, tens of thousands of turtles probably died. What we know is they got a marine parasite. So freshwater became so salty that this marine tube worm actually started growing on their shells, and despite huge amount of volunteers helping to, you know, secure them, huge quantities probably would have died from it.
Are they using turtles for the Menindee cleanup?
Well, there'll be turtles in the system, and we know quite a few of the turtles were actually affected by it too. What we need to do is have programs where they're actually in there, in the system. There's always going to be fish kills for different various reasons. Particularly, we're talking about big fish, and it takes a long time for it to break down. People don't realise that some of these Murray cod are 20 to 30-odd kilos, and to break that down, you really need a munching machine to go through and do it, and that's what they do.
Who knew? Turtles, playing a vital part in the ecology of the river system, but actually significantly threatened, and most recently by that tube worm. Never heard anything about it. But they are critical, and they could be a solution. That's certainly what he's investigating in terms of the carp herpes virus. But right now, the presence of turtles are desperately needed in our river systems. That's zoologist Ricky Spencer speaking with Olivia Ralph. And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian was reportedly at Coonabarabran and Woolgut on the weekend to talk water strategies with local mayors and councillors.